平安。
Peace to you, brother and sister.
非常感谢你们的很热情的拥抱。
Thank you for your embrace, welcoming me.
I'm very happy to be back together with you this morning.
我非常高兴今天早晨能够又回来跟大家在一起。
And we've
got one announcement.
Okay, all right.
对不起，我很快的做一个报告，就是请福音班的学生到不是对福音班的学生到福音班的教室，在楼上，谢谢。
I bring greetings from my family.
那这是我的家庭，我代表他们来向大家问好。
They are very jealous that I've gotten to come to visit you in Pittsburgh.
那么他们知道我要来匹兹堡来探望大家，他们就很妒忌有一点。
We lived in Pittsburgh during a home leave from the field about 5 years ago for 4 months.
我们在去到工厂之前，在匹兹堡住过5 years.
About 5 years ago for 4 months.
在五年前，在这个地方住过四个月的时间。
And it was my daughter's first chance to study in an American school.
那也是我的女儿第一次在美国的一个学校可以读书。
And Pittsburgh became a small home for us.
所以匹兹堡成为我们的一个小小的一个家乡一样，在那个时候。
So it's good to be back.To this home away from home.
所以非常高兴又回到这个像我的家乡一样的地方。
Yesterday, we got to share together a workshop about how to use some good tools for different aspects of ministry.
昨天呢，我们有一个讲座，就讲到我们怎么样用一些不同的工具来帮助我们做福音的工作。
And then we began to talk together about what God's call to us is and how we can respond to that.
让我们又谈到了上帝对我们的呼召是怎么样，我们应该怎样来回应。
And I shared with you a little bit about how God called me into ministry.
我给大家分享了一些神是怎么样呼召我的。
And I wanted to share with you a little bit this morning about how God called my wife into ministry.
今天呢，我想跟大家分享一点上帝是怎么样呼召我的太太。
Because we had very different paths.
因为我们有非常不同的背景。
We both grew up in Christian homes.
我们都是在基督教的家庭长大。
But we did not embrace Christ as children. It was older when we came to Christ.
但是我们小的时候没有信主，而是比较大的时候才信主。
I came to Christ in university, but my wife, after she left university, she still had not responded to Christ.
我是大学就信主了，但我的太太是后来才信主。
She moved to Atlanta in Georgia.
她到了这个佐治亚州的亚特兰大。
And she began to work in law offices as an executive assistant.
她在一个律师事务所做这个执行助理的工作。
And the amazing thing is that in the law office where she worked, half of the folks that worked in the law office were believers.
那很奇妙的是呢，在他工作的这家律师事务所，有一半的职员呢，他们都是信徒，都是基督徒。
And she found that these believers in the office loved her and cared for her and really gave an attractive picture of what it means to be a Christian.
那这些员工呢，就让他感觉得到他非常被关照，也很爱他。那么这个让对他对这个基督信仰就有很好感，被吸引。
And through their witness.And many opportunities to share the reality and the truth of Christ. She put her trust in Christ, turned from her sin, and became a follower of Christ.
那他们也跟我的太太分享很多他们的见证，那让我的太太可以改变，来成为一名基督徒，来接受主，跟随主。
And the church that she was involved in was very interested in missions.
那她当时聚会的这个教会呢，非常对事工是很热心。
And so very early on, they encouraged her to get involved in short-term missions.
所以很早的时候，她就开始介入一些短期的这些服事的一些差传。
They did some training with her and helped her to do some work in her city.
那教会给她提供了一些培训的机会，也让她在她所在的这个城市做一些差传的事情。
One of the first things she did is she helped tutor. Chinese graduate students that had come to Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
那最早他做的其中一项事情呢，就是帮助从中国来到佐治亚州的一些研究生。
And she fell in love with these ladies that had come from such a different culture and really had no picture of who Jesus was.
那她非常喜欢这些从中国来的女的研究生，因为她们从完全不同的一个文化来，她们也完全不知道耶稣是谁。
And she got to share Jesus with some of them for the first time.
啊，她就得到机会跟她们当中的一些有第一次啊，把耶稣基督分享给她们。
Then she took advantage of opportunities to go on an international short-term mission trip.
之后呢，她就找机会去了去海外的这些短期的一个宣教旅行。
And all the time she was learning from God's word about how He is calling us to be involved in taking His gospel to every people on the face of the earth.
那她所学到的呢，一直学到的一个信息就是说，上帝其实呼召我们，要让我们把福音带到每一个地方，每一个角落。
Through this process, as she was growing, God also gave her an incredibly strong opportunity to trust Him.
那在整个这个过程当中呢，上帝也建立她的信心，她也越多的来相信上帝。
There was a lawyer that was attending their church that was very attracted to her and began to court her.
Court her.
Want to marry Tommy and I.
Okay. 在他们的教会呢，有一个律师那就非常受他被他吸引，而且可能是想娶她。
And it came to the point where he asked her to marry her.
直到有一天呢，他就直接问她愿不愿意来跟他结婚。
And she said yes.
那她说我愿意。
But at the same time, God was confirming in her that He was calling her to go not just on short-term trips, but to be willing to go for a long time to be involved in missions.
但与此同时呢，她知道她心里面有一个很清楚的神的呼召，她不单单是做一些短期的一些差传事工，而是要去做一些更长期的差传事工。
Her pastor trained her to be a short-term trip leader.
她的牧师把她培养成为一个短期宣传事工团队的一个带领人。
And he encouraged her. He encouraged her to begin to take seminary classes.
这个牧师呢，也鼓励我的太太去在神学院修一些课。
And as it came, as she began to grow deeper and deeper in understanding God's call in her life.She came to a point where she had to make some decisions.
当她对神在她生命当中呼召越来越清楚的时候，她知道她一定要做一个决定。
As painful as it was for her, she decided that she would break her engagement with her husband.
那这个也是
with her fiance.
那这个过程其实让她是非常难过，因为这个意味着她需要跟她订婚的这个未婚夫要断开这个关系。
Because she knew that he was not calling him into full-time missions.
因为他认为他没有把这个未婚夫也呼召去到这个差传事工当中。
I think this was painful for her. It was even more painful for her family because her family loved this man very much.
我想这个对他来说很难，但是我想对这个。这人的家庭来说也非常难，因为这个家庭他们也非常喜欢这个男人。
And so then she decided to leave her job and go full time to seminary.
所以我的太太就决定她要离开辞掉工作，然后成为一个全职的神学生。
Through her experience tutoring, she felt like if she had a platform to teach English.That it would be a good way for her to have opportunities for ministries overseas.
那她在之前做辅导的这个过程当中呢，她发现，她如果去到国外，她如果去辅导这些人学英语，可能是很好的一个契机，可以让她进入到宣教的工厂。
And so she went to seminary to study the Bible and missions, but also to get a degree in teaching English as a foreign language.
所以她去到神学院的时候，不单是学习圣经，学习这个差传。他也是拿了一个这就是教英语的这么一个 degree.
At that time, as part of her studies, she went on an international trip to Central Asia.
在他学习的过程当中呢，他去了一趟中亚。
And so for the first time, she got to work with and experience ministry with Muslims.
他那个也是他第一次有机会呢，跟这些穆斯林的人一起工作。
I had, at that point, I had been in China for 5 years.
在那个时候，我在中国已经待了五年。
I had been teaching in a university.
我在一个大学教书。
But I knew I didn't know what I was doing.
但我其实并不知道我在做什么。
And so I came back to the United States to go to seminary to get more preparation and to learn how to be a teacher.
所以我回到美国，然后我也进入神学院，我也接受更多的这训练，以便我成为一个更好的老师。
And by God's grace, He brought us into the same program.
那上帝的恩典呢，把我们两个就带到了同样一个项目当中。
And at the first week of school, we were at our professor's house.
在第一学期呢，在学校里面，我们都在这个教授的家里面。
And I walked in the door, and there was a beautiful smile looking at me.
那天呢，我走进那个家的门，那有一个非常美、一个灿烂的笑容迎接我。
And through that first semester, God helped us to get to know each other very well.
那接着那个第一学期呢，我们两个就彼此对方都有更多的了解。
And I was blessed that God allowed me to help her to come to China.
非常感谢神能够带她去中国。
And since she came to China, I'd already lived there for 5 years. And she began to learn the language.
我已经在中国待了五年了但是对她来说，她要开始从头学中文。
When we went back, God opened a door for us to go into a Muslim area of China.
当我们回到中国的时候呢，上帝打开门，让我们去到一个穆斯林的一个社区。
And so we began to develop relationships with Muslim friends, and she was a very wonderful host to welcome people into our home.
那所以我们开始跟这些穆斯林的这些朋友建立关系。那我太太呢是一个非常好的一个主人，能够把大家带到我们家，非常热情。
And after a few years, we had our first child in 2000.
那几年之后呢，就是2000年的时候，我们有了我们第一个小孩。
And we found that it was a strong challenge to raise our child on the mission field.
我们发现呢，在这个施工的工厂要抚养一个小孩是非常挑战的。
And she we tried every form of education for our two children.
我们尝试各种方式来教导我们的两个小孩。
First, our kids attended the local Chinese kindergarten.
我们的小孩呢，一开始呢，去到中国当地的这些幼儿园。
And they allowed them to continue for several years.
他们这些学校让他们可以在那个地方就读几年。
They went to the Xiaoxiaoban, the Xiaoban, the Zhongban, the Daban, and the Dadaban.
From junior to middler to senior and to even beyond that.
But this was a blessing for them because they got to interact with the local culture.
那这个真是我看到神对他们的恩典，因为借着这样的机会，他们就可以跟当地的文化有接触。
But shortly we began to do part-time homeschool and part-time in the local school.
但很快呢，我们就是有一半是在家里面教导他们，有一半他们去到当地的学校。
And then it got to the point where the local school would not allow them to come part-time anymore.
直到最后呢，当地的这个学校就不能够再教他们。
Because they said they have to be there full time or they cannot come.
因为他们必须要成为全时间的学生才能够继续就读。
So then we began to do full time homeschool in our home.
我们开始在家里面做全时间的这个在家庭上课给他们。
Then we did some homeschool and also some online school.
我们在家里面教他们，我们也通过网络来教养他们。
And then eventually God opened a door for them to attend a small international school.
也很奇妙，神就开门，让他们可以去到当地一个国际很小的一个国际学校。
And the last 2 years that we were there, our visa was through Sally teaching at the international school.
我们在那个地方的最后两年呢 ，Sally is teaching. 我的 Sally 就是在那个地方教学。
Yeah. And so when we were forced to return. In 2016, we really didn't know what God was calling us to do.
当2016年我们不得不离开中国的时候，我们其实真的是不知道上帝呼召我们要做什么。
We had seen Him lead step by step, but we had never had a long-term clear path of what He what he wanted us to do.
我们可以看到神一步步的带领，但是我们并没有看见，就是长远来看，上帝在我们生命当中是什么样的计划。
And the amazing thing is that when we returned to our headquarters in Orlando, we found that Sally had been preparing for years for a job that he was wanting her to do there.
那么我们回到奥兰多的总部，那么在那个地方，其实莎莉其实已经花了很多年的培训来，就是预备她要做她将要做的工作。
And through those difficult years of learning how to provide education for our children,
在中国的那些非常艰难的那些年几年，要为我们的小孩来提供教育。
She had become an expert in education for missionary children.
那我的太太成为就是教导宣教士小孩这方面的一个专家。
We have a part of our organization that's called MK to MK.
我们有一个伙伴机构他们的名字叫 MK to MK.
And what this means is missionary kid to missionary kid.
意思就是说从宣教士的小孩到宣教士的小孩。
They recruit missionary kids who have lived on the field and have graduated from university.
他们寻找这些在宣教工厂长大的这些宣教士的小孩，而且是从大学毕业。
And they equip them to help younger missionary kids understand how to survive well on the field.
然后这个组织就装备这些学生，让他们知道怎么样来帮助这些更年轻、更幼小的这些宣教士的孩子，可以在宣教的工厂。
And they also advise parents about how to care for their kids well on the field.
也同时提供这些宣教士的家长怎么样可以照看他们的小孩。
So now Sally is working with this ministry where she has direct interaction with our missionary families on the field.
所以莎莉呢现在就有了一个新的服侍的一个工厂，她是帮助在这个福音合场的这些宣教士家庭来帮助他们的教育。
And as many more nationals from different countries are raising their families on the mission field,
我们看到有更越来越多的来自于各个国家的这些人在这个福音的工厂来抚养他们的小孩。
She's also advising folks from different countries in Asia how they can raise their families on the field.
那他也给从亚洲各个国家出来的这些宣教士告诉他帮助他们知道怎么样在福音的工厂来抚养他们的小孩。
So that's how God has called Sally in missions as we've followed God together.
所以这个就是上帝怎么样呼召莎莉来看清楚他的呼召，而且是跟随上帝的呼召。
Can you go to the next one? It's okay. Currently, I work with the Jesus Film Project.
我现在工作呢是就是耶稣电影的这么一个电影的项目。
And this is a part of our organization that provides resources for ministry all around the world.
这个呢也是我所服侍的机构他们提供的一些资源给全世界的人。
Yesterday we had a fun time in the workshop talking about how we can use these resources in ministry.
那昨天在研讨会的时候呢，我们其实有一个很好的一个分享说到怎么样来使用这些资源。
One of the exciting things that's been developed, we have a Jesus Film Project app that can be used on any mobile device.
那有一个非常好的一个工具呢，就是我们现在有一个耶稣生平的一个这个项目的一个应用可以在手机上用。
So if you're interested, I encourage you to download the app and look at the resources.
所以你如果感兴趣的话，我鼓励你下载这个资源，然后你看看有什么可以用。
The Jesus film based on the book of Luke is now available in over 1,700 different languages.
那根据这个路加福音的这个耶稣生平的这电影呢，现在已经是被翻译成1,600种语言。
And there are many other resources there that can help you in your ministry.
就是有很多这样的资源可以帮助你的事工。
If you have questions about this, please talk to me or talk to folks that attended the workshop yesterday.
那如果你有什么问题，你可以问我，或者说问昨天来听的讲座的这些弟兄姊妹。
Yesterday we also talked about different roles that we have in following God's call.
那昨天呢，我们也谈到在跨文化的宣教当中我们可以扮演的不同的角色。
We found that God's call to us is for the whole church to be involved in following the Great Commission's call to make disciples of all people groups.
那我们看到呢，其实上帝是呼召了整个教会来实现他的大使命，来使万民成为他的门徒。
And it's not just about people that go and serve as missionaries, but it's about the roles that all of us have in taking part in this work.
不单单是这些去到福音工厂的这些宣教士。而其实整个教会我们在这个当中都是有扮演的角色。
So just as a quick review, we found that some people are welcomers.
所以我们就很快的回顾一下昨天的讲。我们发现有些人呢他们是这个欢迎者，是迎接的这些人。
Sally did this when she was a tutor for Chinese students at the university in Atlanta.
我的太太 Sally, 她在亚特兰大的时候接待这些中国的研究生的时候，他就是一个欢迎者，一个接待者。
Some people are mobilizers.
那有些人是这个动员的人。
Sally's pastor played this role in her life as he encouraged her to consider taking part in short-term mission trips and going to seminary and getting equipped.
那莎莉的牧师呢，就扮演了这个动员者的角色，他让他去短期的这些宣教施工。而且进到这个神学院的受装备。
Some people are senders.
那有些人是差派的人。
I played this role in Sally's life by helping her get involved in our organization.
那在莎莉的这个生活当中，我就是这个差派的人，让她能够进到我所服侍的这个机构。
No, seriously, for those of us who give, who pray, who help identify and equip people to be sent out, we're all playing a sending role.
那其实呢，所有这些参与的祷告为这些人差派这些人出去的这些幕后的这些弟兄姊妹，其实都是差派的人。
And then there are people who are goers.
那最后一个种人就是被差派的人。
There are people that take part in short-term trips, people that go and live on the mission field.
那这些人可能是参加一些短期的差船旅行，或者说他们就直接在合场驻扎在那个地方。
And they learn another culture and seek to figure out how to communicate God's truth in another culture.
他们在当地学习另外一个文化，而且是思想怎么样可以把神的福音传给另外一个文化的人。
Missions is not just about the goers.
这个宣教不单单是关于这个去到那个地方的人。
It's about what role each of us can have in this whole process of seeing.The gospel go to all the nations.
而是关于就是我们所有的人在整个这个宣教的过程当中，我们扮演了什么角色，可以把福音传到地极。
You're involved in a church that takes missions very seriously.
那你们所在的这个教会呢，是非常看重宣教。
And some of you have served on the mission field for a long time.
你们当中的一些呢，其实在宣教的工厂已经服侍很多年。
But I encourage you to think again as you look at these roles.
那我鼓励你你再看一下这些宣教的角色。
What role is God calling me to play, or what roles is God calling me to play?
哪一个角色或者哪些角色是上帝呼召我要去的
？And am I just thinking about it, or am I actually doing it?
那我只是在想呢，还是我是真是想着手干
？Ask God this week.To help you understand what role he is equipping you for.
那鼓励大家这周呢，就求告神，问神，给我们每个人自己的一个角色是什么。
This morning, as we're talking about how to respond to God's call, I wanted to take some time and talk about difficulties we face as we follow God's call.
今天早晨呢，我们是来讲一讲怎么样回应神的呼召。那么我首先想谈一谈怎么样在面对这个跨文化宣教当中的一些困难。
So I know that this is the Sunday school class hour. I know we're in the sanctuary, but this is the Sunday school class hour. So I want to ask you a question, and I'd like anybody to respond that thinks they know an answer.As you think about the first cross-cultural missionaries from the book of Acts, what kind of difficulties did these first cross-cultural missionaries face?
那我们现在是主日学的时间呢，所以我也希望用这个问答的形式来做一下。那么我就想问你们一个问题我希望大家都可以来回答。那第一个问题呢，就是说最早你们觉得这些最早进到跨文化宣教的这些宣教士们，他们是怎么样面对他们所遇到的困难？
What kind of difficulties did they face?
他们遇到什么样的困难？
Yes?
Angry?
I'm sorry, what did you say? Language. That's right. They went to places where people spoke other languages.
所以他们去到这些地方，发现那个地方的人其实是讲完全不一样的语言。
Good. What other difficulties did they face?
还有没有其他什么难处你们想得到？ Cultural, 文化。
They went into different cultures. That's right.
去到不同的文化当中。
So they had to learn and understand, take the steps to understand those cultures.
所以他们需要学习，需要明白那边的文化，然后才知道怎么样跟他们应该。
Yes.
就财务上可能经济上的困难。
They did have financial difficulties in the book of Acts and in the epistles. You'll see them talking about financial needs.And how that affected them, and how they were trusting God with that. That's good.
他们确实会遇到经济上的困难，正如在这个保罗的书信当中，他们也讲到，当时宣教士会面对经济上的难处。
Good. Yes.
很好。还有没有？
Very good. So they went to places where Christianity was not allowed.
对他们去到的一些地方，可能其实连基督教都不允许，不许可。
So sometimes they would have opposition just from the very place that they would go to.
所以他们去到的这个宣教的工厂呢，可能是抵挡福音的。
Any other things?
还有没有其他的？
Judaism, okay.
就是可能是犹太教的一个地区去。
So there was religious opposition to what they were doing, both from Judaism and then from other religions, right? Yeah.
所以这个呢，可能就是在宗教上的一个抵挡，可能是从犹太教，也可能是从其他的宗教来抵挡这个宣教的工作。
Yes.
Disagreements as to where to go and who to take.
Very good. So they had disagreements about where they should go and who should go.
那可能在他们彼此，他们也有这种不同的意见啊、我们应该去什么样的地方
？Yes.
Education for children.
Education for children. I think that this was an issue. We don't get a picture of that in the book of Acts, but this must have been an issue for those that had families. Yes.
我相信这个是他们遇到一个困难，虽然在使徒行传里面没有讲到这个教养孩子的困难。
But for missionaries going into another place, this is a difficult.Issue.
但对于去到另外一个文化的宣教士，我想这个确实是一个很实在的一个困难。
Yes.
Affecting local people's business.
Yes, they had problems where some of the things that they were teaching and the response that they got affected local business, and so they came under opposition from people.
对这些宣教士，可能去到那个地方，他们所宣讲的这些福音。可能是会影响当地人他们的一个做生意。
Yeah.
Racial issue.
Okay, racial issues. So, yeah, ethnic background, racial issues, that's right. Yeah, that's good.
Life?
Oh, okay. There was a physical opposition and possibly even death that they faced, that's right.
所以他们可能有一些很实在的一些阻挡，可能就是威胁到他们的生命，他们的生死。
It's good, yeah. Finding co-workers, how do they build up a team and equip them and put them together and be on the same page in the same direction? That's good.
怎么样建立团队？怎么样寻找同工？也是一个难处。
Yes, you have another one?Transportation. We don't think about this very much, but they spent a lot of time on their feet, didn't they? Walking from place to place. That was not easy. And when they traveled in boats, the boats didn't seem to get where they were going.
那交通可能也是一个问题。那虽然我们没有了解到很多交通，他们交通的工具，因为他们很多时候就是靠走路去到一个地方。有些时候也坐船，但坐船到的地方不一定是他们要想去的地方。
Yes. So there's a spiritual battle going on that it wasn't even seen. Very good.
所以还有他们看不见的属灵的征战，也是一个困难。
Yes. Okay, there were government opposition, wasn't there? There were places where they went where the government opposed them.
所以也有政府的抵挡。
Yeah. Yes.
Missing their families and friends.
Yes, they missed their families and their friends. There are places in Paul's letter where he speaks with emotion about not being able to see people that are close to him. And when you see him go through Ephesus and he meets the Ephesians leaders, they're filled with tears over the time that they've been apart.
那他们可能在宣教工厂也会想念他们的家人、他们的朋友，正像使徒保罗在以弗所书里面，他也带着感情的事，写给这以弗所书教会领袖，他也是非常的这种情绪的一个。That's
really good. Any other ones? Yes. Right. There's sometimes where they saw God do amazing things, and there are sometimes where they didn't seem to see anything happen, and so that can lead to discouragement.
对，可能是期望跟现实有这种差别，会让他们常常有这种受挫感。
Yes. So difficulties in their own. Yeah, the reality is that the missionaries are no different from you. They face struggles in their own personal walks with God. They face struggles to trust Him and to walk with Him and grow in Him. Yes.
Oh, the fake gospel and fake prophet.
Okay, so there were people that came
and
yeah, and there was deception that went on around them. That's right. Yes.
Loneliness and a betrayal.
Yeah, the betrayal. That's a real strong one because there were times when people that they trusted turned their backs on them or betrayed them.
对，这个背叛是很大的一个难处。有时候他们所信任的这些伙伴，可能转身就不认识他们，就背叛他们。
Wow, you pictured so many good, clear examples of difficulties that they faced. And I don't want to emphasize these difficulties to discourage us.
那大家刚才列出了很好的一些很真实的难处，但是我不希望呢这些难处呢会让大家好像觉得不敢去这个做宣教。
But the scriptures do not ignore these difficulties.
因为圣经的话语呢从来没有忽略这些难处。
They're very clear about what we need to trust God in.
圣经也清楚地讲到我们能需要在难处当中来信靠神。
When I was first considering responding to God's call into missions,
当我第一次选择回应神的呼召的时候，
I spoke with a missionary who had been overseas for 20 years.
我跟那些去到这个宣教工厂已经有20年的这些宣教士谈话。
And he spent an hour and a half telling me about difficulties that he had had on the field.
那这位宣教士呢，花了一个半小时，就只是跟我谈在宣教的工厂遇到的难处。
He wasn't complaining.
他不是在抱怨。
But he wanted me to be clear about what I was following God into.
但他希望我清楚，跟随上帝是需要面对这些难处的。
He talked about exciting things that they had seen happen.
他也谈到他们看到的一些非常让人鼓舞的一些事情。
But after I heard the things that were difficult on the field, I was amazed that God filled me up with an expectation that I could trust Him even in these difficulties.
但奇妙的是呢，当我听到这些所有的困难的时候，我发现神其实就是圣灵充满我的心，让我知道他会帮助我来面对在这个宣教工厂的难处。
And it was one of the key points in helping me to really respond to God's call.
那个是对我回应神的呼召来说是非常关键的一步。
As I think about how we respond to difficulties as we respond to God's call and missions. These difficulties are not just things that existed for people that were out on the field. I think that as we are mobilizers and senders and welcomers, we'll face some of these same kind of difficulties.
那这些难处呢，不仅是去到福音工厂这些人所面对的，那作为我们这些 欢迎的人，这些差派的人啊，其实我们也在幕后，也会面临其中的一些的难处。
But in Mark chapter 10,
在马可福音第十章
，there's a very interesting exchange between Jesus and his disciples.
有一段耶稣和他的门徒的谈话。28-31节。
Yeah. So in beginning in verse 28. He begins to respond to something that Peter says. Before this, he has been talking to the rich young ruler who asked him how he could have eternal life.
这段经文呢，耶稣一开始是回答彼得的一个回应。在这个之前呢，耶稣其实是在回应这个青年的财主，他应该来做什么，来跟从主。
And Jesus had told him that he needed to give up the thing that he valued the most and follow God.
那耶稣告诉他你要把你生命当中最重要的这些东西你要放下来来跟从主。
And the disciples heard this.
那门徒听到这个的时候呢
？And I think that it made them begin to think about this giving up part.
那他们可能是开始想这个放下这部分。
Because they had done this.
因为他们之前也做过。
They had left their families, left their homes, and they were following Jesus.
因为他们当时是离开了他们的家庭，离开了他们的家，来跟随主。
And Jesus had told this rich young man that it was difficult for someone who's holding on to something and won't give it up to enter the kingdom of God.
那耶稣告诉这个青年财主呢，如果一个人是他一直要拿着一样东西不愿意放下，他要进入神的国是非常难的。
But God said that what's impossible with man is possible with God.
但这耶稣也在这个地方也说在人是不能的，在神却不然。
So there we come to verse 28, and Peter asks a question. So I'd like to ask you to read 28 to 31, and if you have an English Bible, please read along.
那现在我们就来看这个对话几节经文，从马可福音10:28-31，我读中文的，你们可以看你们的英文。You can read English.Verse 28, 彼得就对他说看哪、我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。耶稣说我实在告诉你们人为我和福音撇下房屋或是弟兄姐妹父母儿女田地没有不在今世得百倍的就是房屋弟兄姐妹母亲儿女田地并且要受逼迫在来世必得永生。然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
As we look at this passage,
那我们看这段经文的时候
，Jesus' response to Peter is very incredible.
耶稣给这个彼得的回答其实是非常非常好。
Because I think that we can understand if Jesus says.What I'm going to give you is eternal life.
因为从这段经文我们可以看到，耶稣其实在对彼得他们说，我可以给你们在这个永生当中。
But he actually promises some different things here.
而他其实在这个地方是许诺其他的一些事情给他们。
So for those that respond to God's call and follow Him,
所以对于那些回应神的呼召而且是跟随神的人
，it involves leaving things.
是需要这些人放下一些事情。
And this can be incredibly difficult.
这可能是对有些人是非常难。
As my wife looks back at her decision to break off her engagement,
那我的太太她回顾她当时要从她的这个订婚当中，她要毁掉这个，好像也是很难。
Now it's very easy for her to say that was an easy decision.
现在来说，他回顾的时候可以说很容易啊，那个是很容易一个决定。
But I know how heartbreaking that was to struggle with that decision.
但我知道，在当初他去在这个做决定的挣扎当中有多难。
But it set her on a course where she was able to face difficulties and make hard decisions by faith in God.
不过这个呢，也敦促他需要是面对困难，来在神面前做一个决定，来跟随神。
We recently returned to the United States in 2016.
2016年我们回到美国。
As soon as we arrived in the United States,
我们一回到美国
，My wife got a call that her father had fallen.
我的太太就接到一个电话，说她的这个她的父亲病情比较严重。
He had not hurt himself, but after many years of trying to convince them that they needed to get help because he had Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, they finally realized that they needed to get help in their home.
他很久没有听到他的父亲的信息，但是知道这么多年，他其实受到这些可能一些老年的一些病症包括这个帕金森综合症，然后他是需要可能是到生命的末期。
And so she left immediately. We stayed in Virginia, where my family is from, and she went to her home in Kentucky and began to care for her parents.
当时我们是在我的家，在弗吉尼亚。我们需要她需要马上回到她在Kentucky 的家里面。
And she worked with her sister and her brother, and they helped make plans quickly for her parents to move into a facility where they could get medical care.
那他跟他的弟兄姊妹一起一道帮助他们的父母去到一个更好的一个机构，以便他们可以接受更好的这些医疗的治疗。
And so then we drove together to help them move everything from their house and move into this new home.
所以我们一起开车把他们的东西从他们的家运到这个新的地方。
And I was amazed at how much her father had deteriorated since the last years that we had seen them.
那我很惊讶在就是从上次到现在，我见到他爸爸，其实他的这个身体已经是衰弱的特别严重。
And over the last 2 years, he continued to deteriorate, and then recently he passed away.
那在过去的几年呢，他其实身体就日渐衰弱，那最近呢就去世了。
And Sally was able, since we were here in the United States, she was able to go and be with her mother and father and help them a few times over the last 2 years.
那既然这段时间我们在美国呢，所以在过去的几年呢，莎莉可以去到他们家，可以帮助他的父母。
And so this was a blessing, but after he passed, she's been in a very deep grieving process.
那这个是神的恩典，但是我们也看到，当他的父亲去世以后呢，我们也看到莎莉其实她会经历一个非常难的一个痛苦的一个阶段。
And part of this is because of the cost of following God's call to live in Asia for so many years.
那其中的一个原因呢，她这么挣扎，这么内疚，也是因为其实为了跟随耶稣，她这么多年都其实在中国的时候，都在中国。
We knew there would be costs.
我们知道那个是有代价。
We counted the cost.
我们也估算过代价。
But it's still difficult to bear the cost.
但是真正要面对这个代价的时候，最后还是非常难过。
And in this passage, Jesus recognizes that he's calling us to bear the cost of following him.
那在这段经文当中呢，耶稣清楚地让我们知道，来跟随他是需要付上代价的。
And besides the hardships, he also says that there will be persecutions.
那在这个地方耶稣也提到，其实除了这些难处，还会有逼迫。
Like the disciples that we see in the first century church, there are times when we face opposition.
就像这些在第一世纪的门徒他们所遇到的这些逼迫。
And sadly we're in an age where followers of Jesus are facing even physical torture and persecution and death for their faith.
那他们在那个时代呢，还是甚至是会面临就是身体上的这种伤害的一些逼迫，甚至是死亡。
And sometimes I think we can ask the question, well, is this worth it?
但是有的时候我们可能会问，这个值得吗？
As if there's some kind of calculation we can do.
好像我们在那个后面做一些估算。
But Jesus is serious when he says that following him is worth.The cost.
但耶稣在这个地方非常严肃地说，是跟随他虽然是有代价，但是是完全值得的。
And at the very end of this passage, he says that there are blessings in taking on the cost of following him.
那在这段经文的末后呢，他说，在那些付上代价跟随耶稣的人是有这个恩典的。
He says that those who follow him this way will receive 100-fold in this life houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands.
他说这些跟随他的人在今世就要得百倍，就是房屋、弟兄姊妹、母亲、儿女、田地。
What in the world does this mean?
这个到底什么意思呢？
No one has given me any land.
没有人给我田地啊。
For the first time in my life, we've begun to own a house. I've never owned a house anywhere until this last year in Florida.
我以前从来没有买过房子啊，直到去年我们才买了自己的第一栋房子。
But since the time that I began to serve God in Kenya, I've realized the truth of this passage.
那上帝借着我在肯尼亚的这个宣教工作，让我对这段经文有更多的认识。
When we lived in Kenya, we lived in a remote area of western Kenya.
我们在肯尼亚的时候，我们是在一个比较遥远的地方，是住在肯尼亚的西面。
And not because of anything we did, but because of God's grace.
并不是我们做什么，而是上帝的恩典。
He adopted, we were adopted into the local community, and called sons of the most respected man in the community.
那我们被当地的这个社区接入，接受，而且是被当地这个部落的最有威望的这个人称为是孩子，他的儿子。
He gave us a family there that we didn't make, we didn't earn. It was all a blessing from him.
这个部族的头领就在当地就给了我们有当地的一个我们从来想都没有想的一个家庭。
And he's given us brothers that are closer than any of our siblings.
他给了我们在那个地方一些弟兄比我自己的亲的弟兄还更近这些弟兄。
Just recently, I had the incredible experience of being reconnected with someone I haven't seen for almost 30 years.
那最近呢，我有机会跟有一些三十年没有见的人，我们又联系上。
When I lived in Shanghai,
在我在上海的时候
，I met a class of ethnic minority students.
那我有一个班，全部都是少数民族。
And the first person that I ever got to share my testimony with in Chinese was a person from an ethnic minority in Western China.
在中国，我第一次分享我的一个信仰见证的是，这个人是一个从中国西部来的一个少数民族。
And he left China in it was the year 2000 I think.
2000年的时候，这个学生离开了中国。
And he's moved around to many different countries, and I've lost track of him.
他去了好多个国家，最后我们就失去了联系。
And one of my friends was in a restaurant in Washington D.C.
我一个朋友是在华盛顿D.C. 的这个一个餐馆。
And he met this man from this ethnic group, and the man found out that he had lived in China, and he pulled out his phone and he showed him a picture.
那在他的餐馆呢，他居然就遇到了这个少数民族的人。那他们在聊天的当中呢，这个学生就把他的手机打开，给他看一个照片。
And he said, "By any chance, have you ever met this person?"
那这个学生就问我的这个朋友，你有没有遇到过这个人？
And my friend looked at it.
那我的朋友看了一眼这个照片。
He said, "I know someone who looks like this."
我知道有人看起来很像他。
But he doesn't have hair anymore.
但他已经没有头发了，现在。
And it turned out that I was reconnected with the very first person that I shared my faith with.
结果呢，我又跟我第一次分享福音的这个人又重新联系上了。
What time should I stop?And God has reconnected us, and we are connected again like brothers.
上帝又再一次让我们联系上，我们真的是像弟兄一样。
So I just want to give testimony to the fact that this passage has been true in our lives.
那我只是想给大家分享这个见证呢，告诉大家刚才我们读的经文是真的，是在我们生命当中。
As you consider following Christ in everything that He's calling you into.
当你考虑要跟随耶稣要接纳他这个呼召的时候
，I encourage you to trust in the fact that God will use difficulties in your life to draw you closer to Him and to bring blessings that you never imagined.
那我要鼓励你，上帝会利用你在生命当中的难处，会让你对他有更多的信任。
I'm sorry, I've left my PowerPoint. Let me just tell one story as I think about how people I've met overseas people I've met on the mission field have responded to difficulties.
那我再最后给大家分享一个故事，就是讲到这些福音的工厂这些人是怎么回应他们的难处。
I've been privileged to meet many different people that are my heroes on the mission field.
然后我有机会呢，遇到在福音工厂遇到一些就是对我来说是一些英雄的这些人物。
But this the picture that you're seeing here. This is one of my. I just am so blessed that God has given me this hero in my life.
那你们看到这个照片呢，我就想说啊，我真是感谢神把这样的一个英雄一样的人物带到我的生命当中。
This picture that you see is Joe Lauscher.
这个是周老师。
She was 100 years old when this picture was taken.
这张照片拍的时候，她已经是100岁了。
And her life's journey is just an incredible story, and I hope that one day it's a story that's told.
她的人生呢是一个非常精彩的一个故事，我真是希望有一天。
She was an orphan in central China.
她是一个中国中部的一个孤儿，曾经。
And she was adopted by a single missionary.
她后来被一个单身的一个宣教士收养。
And she was raised along with other missionary families in central China.
他在中国的中部和其他的这些宣教士的家庭一起长大。
And when it came time for her education, she was sent to California to attend Seattle Pacific University.
当他需要接受教育的时候，他被送到这个加拿大，在那个地方接受教育。
No, it's in Washington State in.
我是在华盛顿州的一个学校。
And she finished her university, and she knew that God was calling her to go back to her people to be His witness in Western China.
她在那个地方完成了她的大学学业，那她也知道上帝呼召她要回到中国，把福音带给她的同胞。
So in 1948, she returned to China.
所以1948年她回到中国。
And she began working alongside ministers there in Western Gansu.
他在当地的就是在安肃西部的一个地区来工作，跟当地的这些牧师一道。
Almost exactly the time that she arrived, the mission organizations required all the missionaries to leave.
也就是他基本上是刚刚到达那个地方的时候，所有在那个地方的这些宣教士都必须要求要离开当地。
And she could have left.
她也可以跟他们一起走。
But she made the decision to stay.
但她决定留下。
And for 10 years after the new government in China was formed,
在这个新中国的头十年，
she continued to plant the church in Western Gansu.
她一直在甘肃的西部来这些开展教会的工作。
All the time moving away from government authorities.
他一直是离这个政府的控制就是越来越远。
And then after 10 years, they arrested her.
那十年以后呢，最终还是政府把她逮捕了。
And she spent 20 years in prison.
她在监狱里面待了二十年。
And the first 10 years were labor, so it was I think it was very difficult.
在头十年呢，其实是在一个劳工营里面。
But in the last 10 years, she was in house arrest, meaning that she lived in a community but couldn't leave that community.
后十年呢，她没有在监狱，但是她是住在一个社区，但是不能够离开那个社区。
But she continued to have impact in the community. She herself adopted 4 children.
但即便如此呢，她仍然是在她所在的那个社区有影响。她自己就收养了四个小孩。
And after China began to open up,
中国后来改革开放以后，
some of the universities in Lanzhou realized that there was this person who had very good English.
那在兰州的大学才知道，我们这个地方有一个人，他其实英语非常好。
And they came and looked for her and recruited her.
那他们就找他来招他来做老师。
So she began to be a university teacher.
所以她开始成为一个大学的老师。
And she began to influence students for Christ.
她从此开始影响这些学生带他们信主。
When we arrived in the city, we met her, realized that she was a believer, and we were incredibly overjoyed.
当我们去到那个神所看到他的时候，知道他是一个主内的姊妹，我们非常高兴。
And we started a partnership that was very fruitful for God's kingdom.
那我们开始一个合作，那么其实后来的后果非常的好。
And we would meet students and introduce them to her. She would meet students in her class who wanted to know about the gospel, and she would introduce them to us.
那我们遇见这些班上的学生，如果是他们想认识基督的话，我们就介绍给他。他也会把他的一些学生介绍给我们。
As a teacher, she felt very limited about leading people to Christ, but she introduced them to us, and we would get the benefit of seeing these people come to Christ that she had influenced.
作为一个老师呢，带人信主呢是有很多的限制，所以呢，我们很高兴，我们好像是收获了这个果实。其实他把这些人带到我们当中，我们引这些人来信主。
And then she would help us get them involved in the local church, so that they had a good environment to grow.
然后他又会帮助这些学生进入到当地的这个教会，帮助他们进一步的成长。
During the years that I knew her, she never talked about her imprisonment.
在我认识她的这些年，她从来没有讲到过她在监狱的事情。
Whenever I would ask, she would say, "Oh, I want to focus on what God is doing."
即便我问起她，她也说，我只是想定睛上帝要做什么。
Not on what's gone before.
而不是说以前发生了什么。
But I reconnected with her a few years ago, just before we left China.
在几年前，在我们离开中国的之前，我们有机会又跟她联系上。
And for the first time, she told me about some of her experiences in prison.
那个才是第一次，她告诉我们她在监狱里面的一些生活的情况。
She said there was only one other believer in prison with her, and that was a Roman Catholic nun.
他说在当时的监狱里面只有一个另外一个信徒，那他是一个罗马天主教的一个修女。
And one Christmas, they decided that they would hide Manto and hide them in the bedding. They lived on grass and moss in a cave.
那在有一个这个圣诞节的时候，他们决定他们把有一个馒头就藏在他们的一个坑里面还是什么。
And on Christmas Day, they did it. They had opportunities to go out and spend an hour outside each day. So they decided they wouldn't go outside. They would stay inside and celebrate.
那在圣诞节的时候呢，他们有机会其实可以出到监狱外面，但是他们决定不出去，他们要留在监狱来庆祝。
And with everyone else outside, together they sang praises to God.
那当所有人都在外面的时候呢，他们两个就在里面一起来唱赞美诗。
And repeated what they knew of the Christmas story to each other.
那么相互告诉对方他们所知道的圣诞节的故事。
And enjoyed a Christmas feast of manto.
他们的圣诞大餐就是这个馒头。
And she said she never experienced a more blessed Christmas than that one.
他说他从来没有经历过有这么蒙祝福的一个圣诞节。
And I asked her.If there was something that you would want us to know as believers from your experience, what is something that you would want to encourage us in?
那我也问他，如果有什么事情你想告诉我们这些基督的信徒，你会告诉我们什么？
And she said, God is a God who is always bringing unexpected blessings.
那他就说呢，上帝是一个总会带给我们有意想不到的祝福的上帝。
And we should expect unexpected blessings.
我们是需要渴慕这种想都想不到的一些祝福。
And knowing where she had come from, that she could focus on God's blessings, I saw the fulfillment of this passage.
那知道他这样的一个背景呢，我就知道他为什么可以专注在神的事工上。我也看到更加明白这段话语的意思。
So I just want to encourage you in whatever difficulties that we see that we might face as we follow God's call.
所以我只想鼓励大家在你跟从耶稣基督的这个路程当中不管遇到什么样的困难，
we can have a faith in a God who brings unexpected blessings in the midst of difficulty.
我们可以在耶稣基督里有这么一个信心，而且耶稣基督是这位带给我们有意想不到祝福的上帝。
So as you think again about your response to God's call,
所以当大家再一次思考我们在这个回应神的呼召的这个宣教的角色的时候，
I encourage you to consider what role is he calling me to play?
我鼓励大家就思考到底神呼召我在这个宣教过程当中担当什么样的角色？
What steps of faith do I need to take?
我需要有什么样的一些信仰的旅程来接受这个呼召？
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
I want to again thank Scott for sharing that message with us.
我要再一次感谢 Scott 刚才跟我们的分享。
I'm just really thankful that God doesn't promise us that everything will be easy.